the U.S. is secretly advising Israel to delay a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip to allow more time to negotiate the release of hostages. CBS's Tony DeCoppel has been talking with Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari about the fate of the hostages after Hamas released two elderly Israeli women yesterday.
For the families of the more than 200 people still held by Hamas, Hagari had little comfort.
Can you at least tell them tonight that they are alive and that they are not being mistreated?
I cannot tell them that. We're in a war, and our goal is to bring everybody home as long as it takes.
An already bad situation in Gaza is becoming worse, says CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
Gaza, where the death toll continues to spiral at a speed never seen before. Although the desperately needed convoys of humanitarian aid have started making their way in from Egypt after a deal was reached between the U.S. and Israel, each truck carries food for only around 4,000 people, according to the WFP, nowhere near enough for Gaza's population of more than 2 million. As fears continue to grow for the safety of the up to 600 Americans still trapped inside Gaza.
House Republicans are planning to vote by secret ballot for a nominee for Speaker of the House today. Among the eight announced candidates, Pete Sessions of Texas.
We do get that the American people are frustrated with the processes that we've gone through. I would say back to the American people that I think that these few weeks have given us a better chance to learn about each other.
Striking actors are scheduled to go back to the bargaining table today with the studios. Syracuse University professor of television and popular culture Robert Thompson.
They're still off on some of the AI stuff, and they're still off on the minimum wage, which is a different formula than the directors and the writers agreed on.
A new study finds that even the most ambitious greenhouse gas reduction targets are unlikely to stop the collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet over the course of the 21st century. Climatologist Michael Mann at the University of Pennsylvania.
That level of sea level rise, 20 feet of sea level rise, would ultimately lead to the displacement of tens of millions of people, a huge impact.
Police have arrested an off-duty Horizon Airlines pilot who they say tried to shut down the engines on a flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco on Sunday. He was riding in the jump seat of the cockpit. Joseph Emerson is being held on 83 counts of attempted murder. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all in